With Montana News, I'm Corin Cates-Carney. Air ambulance and health insurance companies took turns blaming each other Thursday for costly but life-saving air ambulance flights in Montana. The accusations flew during a legislative committee hearing. Jesse Lazovich of Montana's insurance commissioner's office told the committee not to buy into everything these companies were saying and to do what is needed to protect Montana's consumers and patients.
You've got to be bold. Your constituents are counting on it. And don't give in to this garbage, these threats.
Lazovich also today filed as a candidate for the state auditor's position. Air ambulance bills often have a price tag in the five-figure range. Patients' shock over the cost of emergency medical transportation has recently turned into complaints filed in the auditor's office. Lazovich says Montana needs a law to protect against these giant medical bills.
Let's see what we can do legislatively. And if we get sued, you'll be on the right side.
Air ambulance representatives said the price of their service is based on the cost of having fueled aircraft, trained staff, and being ready to fly anytime they're called. Bill Bryant, a lobbyist for the air ambulance industry, said air ambulance rides in a rural place like Montana are especially costly because there's not as much business as in an urban area. Bryant says insurance payments need to reflect that extra cost.
But the insurance companies, they want to pay the same rate to everybody, which makes about as much sense as trying to fit everybody into a size 7 shoe.
Bryant also says patients are being left with a bigger bill because the benchmark payment rates set by Medicare aren't keeping up with the cost of running an air ambulance business. Air ambulance fees can run from about 400 to 1,000% of what Medicare pays. Bryant says some insurance companies make their own rules for what they consider reasonable payment.
It's this scheme, plan, strategy, whatever you want to call it, from the insurance companies that keeps them from paying these higher prices and shifts all that burden back to the patients.
Insurance companies in Montana say they pay in the 200 to 250% of Medicare. Reach Air Medical Services representative Don Wharton said that rate isn't realistic.
And if we were to accept typically what's been offered in these negotiations, we certainly would not have a sustainable business.
Industry representatives said one solution would be for insurance companies to accept full financial responsibility for air ambulance services, for everything beyond the patient's normal deductibles and copayments. The disagreement on what is considered reasonable expense for reasonable care leaves some air ambulance companies out of insurance networks, and that can leave patients with huge bills. Todd Lovshin from Pacific Source Insurance said Reach Air Medical Services simply doesn't want to negotiate with them on rates.
They have not come to the table. They have not sat down with us and been able to negotiate any sort of rate. In fact, we don't ever get to the conversation about rates with them because they don't return our calls, our emails, our letters.
Connie Welsh from the Montana University System Health Plan also said air ambulance companies are being stubborn and not wanting to negotiate lower rates.
We have seen that air ambulance companies who do not participate in networks more and more frequently are not wanting to talk to us. And I would say in the last 2 years, we have not had one single negotiation where we have had an air ambulance company willing to deal with us.
Insurance company representatives recommended that medical transport companies disclose more of their pricing to hospitals, and hospitals should work to use in-network air ambulance companies when their patients need transport. The Economic Affairs Interim Committee also heard from Amy Thompson. Thompson's newborn daughter was in heart failure when she first experienced an air ambulance. The flight from Butte to Seattle billed at $56,000. At the time, her insurance company, Pacific Source, didn't have an in-network air ambulance company near her family. Thompson was skeptical of both insurance and air ambulance companies' efforts to negotiate fair prices.
And so what I want to see is more coordination between these groups to take the burden off of families like mine, who will continue, as they argue and refuse to negotiate, be the ones who hold the burden of cost. And it was a 10-month-long battle. I'm going to ask, you were given some rose-colored glasses from Airlift Northwest and from Pacific Source about their negotiating together. It was my complaint, two of them, to the state that forced that negotiation.
Around the time Thompson called a lawyer to help deal with her bill, she was told her insurance company had worked with the air ambulance company to cover the full cost of the bill. On Friday, the Economic Affairs Interim Committee will discuss what potential steps can be taken to lift the burden of expensive medical transport from Montana patients. I'm Corin Cates-Carney, Montana Public Radio.